Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred. John, what's new in the Westbred lineup for planting this fall?
Well, from a Westbred perspective, the one variety that we're particularly excited about is WB4422, a true medium maturity wheat that doesn't break dormancy real early in the springtime, so we may be able to avoid some of the freeze damage that we get in the springtime sometimes with earlier maturing varieties. It's a variety that has really good straw. It has pretty good acid soil tolerance, has good forage potential, very good test weight, very good protein levels as well. It's not real strong against stripe rust. It has excellent leaf rust, powdery mildew resistance, but it's one that's got a good complete agronomic package that goes east to west, goes north to south, really has a big footprint. We think this variety's got a lot of potential for growers, one that they need to look at.
Thanks, John. To learn more about WB4422 and the other Westbred varieties, go to westbred.com.
Well, according to the latest crop progress report, Oklahoma wheat is lagging behind a year ago and the five-year average at only around 40% complete. Winter wheat harvested is around 40% in Oklahoma, down 26 points from the previous year. Winter wheat conditions in Oklahoma, 41% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 23% poor to very poor. Nationwide, U.S. corn and soybean conditions fell for a second week in a row. Already stressed crops could see more pressure for at least part of this week as a couple of ridges of high pressure in the upper atmosphere combining to bring widespread heat and some dryness from Texas through the Great Lakes. Winter wheat for the United States is at 94% complete. Harvested is at 15%. And winter wheat conditions overall rated 38% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 29% poor to very poor. Oklahoma corn planted reached 95%. Corn conditions, 72% good to excellent, 26% fair, and 2% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted around 50% right now. Conditions, 59% good to excellent, 40% fair, and 1% poor to very poor. Soybeans planted reached 62%. Conditions rated 65% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 2% poor to very poor. And then for cotton planted reached 81%. Conditions for Oklahoma cotton, 82% good to excellent, 17% fair, and 1% poor to very poor. Peanuts planted, 95%. They're rated 98% good to excellent, 2% fair. First cutting of alfalfa hay also reached 82%. Second cutting around 20%. And then the first cutting of other hay reached 61%, down 6 points from the previous year. Taking a look at our livestock conditions and pasture and range, livestock now rated 62% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions 59% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 13% poor to very poor. In Texas, winter wheat harvested around 62%. Conditions in Texas, 39% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 32% poor to very poor. Corn emerged is at 96%. Corn conditions, 70% good to excellent, 25% fair, and 5% poor to very poor. Cotton planted in Texas, 84%. Conditions rated 30% good to excellent, 38% fair, and 32% poor to very poor. Peanuts planted at 86%. Rated 57% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 9% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted around 95%. Sorghum conditions looking pretty good in Texas, 50% good to excellent, 38% fair, 12% poor to very poor. And then soybeans planted, 87%, emerged around 78%, with conditions rated 54% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.